So even in India, there are so many different belief systems. Some of them are old, traditional. Some of them are superstitious. So if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, it gives a particular understanding. So is it that in the future, everyone will come to the understanding of this one God? See, the Bhagavad Gita itself is a very inclusive book. It talks about one supreme God, but as compared to other religions, like say Abraham and Christianity or Islam, which talks about one true God, other God is false gods. That's why they have the idea that to worship the one true God, we should reject the worship of other false gods. That's why many times if they conquer a territory, they destroy the idols of them. Because they feel this false God is false, and we should worship the true God. But in the Vedic understanding, it's not, in the Gita understanding, not true God and false God. It's the supreme God and subordinate gods. So, especially in 7.20 to 23 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about how even the devatas, the other gods, who are called demigods or assistant gods, they are also empowered by him. So for those who are not spiritually evolved enough to worship the supreme God, God gives them alternative ways for elevation. So different people have different mentalities, and according to their mentality, they be attracted to different forms of worship.
Right.
And the Bhagavad Gita allows different forms of worship by which people can be elevated step by step by step, from where they are to one step higher, from there to one step higher. So it's the inclusiveness. At the same time, along with the inclusiveness, there's also some speculation which comes up, some concoction which comes up. So if there is systematic spiritual education, then a lot of the superstitions that are there, they can be avoided. They can be transcended, basically. So we need that. And in our own small way, we can try to provide spiritual education to others. And share. We can understand the Gita's wisdom and share that wisdom with others. And it's not going to happen that everybody will come to one kind of worship. It's always because there's multiplicity of mentality, there'll be multiplicity of forms of worship also. But what can happen is, if people are more philosophically informed, then there can be less, on one side, superstition about one's own belief system. Sometimes one's own belief system might be completely irrational. One's practices may be totally outrageous. Some rituals just don't make any sense, and they are harmful actually. When people do them because this is our tradition. But if there's philosophical understanding, then at least those irrational belief systems or irrational superstitions, they can be avoided.
Right.
That's with respect to one's own practice. Other is, with a proper philosophical understanding, even intolerance can be avoided. Because if I understand it, okay, this is the, I'm at this level, this path is working for me, others will be at another level, another path can work for them.
Right.
So we can recognize the value of other paths. If we are philosophically grounded, if we're not properly philosophically grounded, then we think in terms of, if my path is right, then other's path must be wrong. And then I'll have to prove their wrongness, I criticize them, I counter them, I
stray from our own path.
Exactly. So intolerance is often a result of insecurity.
Right.
When I'm insecure about my own path, then the others following others' path, their path becomes a threat for them. If I am, with proper philosophical understanding, secure in my path, then I can see this path is working for them, let them follow it. That way, with proper philosophical understanding, superstition in one's own path and intolerance about others' path, that can be avoided. And that can lead to much more saner and fruitful individual spiritual practice for different people.
Thank you. Thank you so much.